Well, thank you, ladies. You ever met the Lord at the well of grace? If you're saved, you know what they were singing about. Amen. Open your Bibles very quickly to Jeremiah chapter 33. We're just going to read maybe one verse here and set the stage for what we're going to do tonight. Jeremiah was in jail. He had received the word of God. The king had got a copy of it. He didn't like it. He cut it out. He burned some of it in the fireplace. And like a lot of folks that thought they could get rid of the Bible, God gave it to Jeremiah again. So in chapter 33, verse 1, it says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time." Look at it. Not one time, but two times. You know, any author has the right to quote his own work, add to it or take from it. And that's what God did. He gave Jeremiah even a little more than he gave him the first time. Then he said, "While he was yet shut up in the court of the prison." Now that's the jailhouse. "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in the King James Bible like it ought to be. That's talking about the real name, unspeakable name of God. Verse 3, here's my verse. I'm claiming this for the Restore-a-thon now. "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." If Jeremiah could claim that in the jailhouse, we can certainly claim it in the God's house and on God's radio station and trust the Lord for it. Amen. We've had some great victories, and I'll explain this in case of some of our visitors might not know. Starting in the morning at 7 o'clock, we do beg for money for 3 days over the radio station, asking God to move on hearts to give. Now, we don't do it the rest of the year. We feel like we hit it hard for 3 days, and God's in it, that we can raise the budget for the whole year, and that's what God's allowed us to do now for a number of years. And sometime it comes down pretty close, but by the grace of God, we've been able to do that. So we start in the morning. It'll go late each night, and finally at least midnight or a little later on Saturday night that we finally total it up, and that ends our time. And so we want you to pray, support every way you can, listen as much as you possibly can, call others, tell them to listen. But I thought it might be good tonight if I introduced you to who you're going to be listening to. And you saw a few of them a while ago, but I think they were somewhat in disguise, or either they're in disguise every day, and that's really them. I'm not sure, okay. Anyway, I want all the radio staff to come and get them out here on the front row or two right now. Come on, if you're on the radio staff, come on. If you're on the board, come on and get here. If you are helping in some other areas, I want everybody to come on down here. How many of you college students are manning the phones? You already know you are. Raise your hands. All right, y'all gather in a little closer. You're pretty close now, but you can gain a couple of pews. And I'm going to call out some names in just a moment. Brother Mike Case, are you in the tape room? He's not here? All right. He mans the phones and does so many things up there. I wanted to get Mike in if I could. Yeah, I want the phone operators to say something in a minute. They're here. Amen. Good. They're the ones responsible. If we don't make it, they're the ones that we deal with. If the phones don't ring, we want to know why. Amen. All right. Let me see where I'm at here. How many of, I'm not going to ask you to come give a testimony tonight, but how many of you, especially ladies in the congregation, you've helped feed this bunch during those 3 days? Would you raise your hand? All right, good. All right, they had a note up here for me to read the other day to please ask for folks to bring in food. When they can't sleep, they eat. And that gives them the energy, amen? But we appreciate all the folks that do that for us. And I don't know if Sister, I don't see her right now, Sister Carolyn Lee here. Is she here? I don't see her right now, but she comes in and makes the pictures. And she does a good job on that for us. And it's amazing what we look like after we kind of get nutty up there too, after we get fatigued. But she does a good job on that for us. I don't believe I see him, but we call him Mike, the magic marker man. Is he here? Anybody see Mike? Oh, I hope he's there, because what in the world would we do? None of the rest of us can do that high math that he does on that glass wonder. He writes it backwards on there somehow. I don't know how he does it, but he keeps up with it, does a real good job on that. Brother Lou, I want you to come to the microphone, say what you want to say, and then I want church to start with those that are on the board. That's going to be mostly helping you out on the board. And if you will, I'm going to go down here, sit down where I can listen to it a little bit. But I want you to rotate through the board members, and then we'll even get a quick testimony from some of these phone answerers. And whatever, you know what you got them all doing, so just call on them for me, okay?
All right. Well, again, we appreciate this opportunity to talk about Restore-a-thon. And let me just say that last year and the weeks and months to follow have been outstanding. I know that many of you who pledged, hopefully some of you read the letter that I send out each month. And the last letter I did send out, I just thank you so much, because last year around $237,000 was pledged, and between last Restore-a-thon and now, we received more than what was promised. That is tremendous. I say it every watch night, but most radio stations like ours who ask for support are happy to get 75% to 80% of what's called in. So it's God's people, and it's the Lord, of course, we know that. And it's last Restore-a-thon is going to be a hard act to follow, but we serve a great God, and we're excited about what the Lord's going to do. So again, if you would please remember us as in prayer, just for the wisdom and everything that's involved, all the station staff, all the volunteers. I just want to also just publicly thank everyone who in the past years and are going to this year help us out. It takes a lot more bodies than we have at the radio station, and so many folks sacrifice their time. Some people even have in the past taken vacation time to be with us, and that truly does make just help us out so much. We do appreciate all your support, and we just looking forward to great things from the Lord. The Lord's blessed us with some newer staff members this year, and of course some staff members at the radio station that you've been hearing for many years now. And I believe this is my, I think it's my 10th Restore-a-thon. And the Lord's been so good these past 10 years, looking for another great 3 days of revival on the radio, 3 days of cheerful giving. And it never ceases to amaze me how that so many people call in our little radio station to pledge money to further the ministry. We really do appreciate that so very, very much. I guess what I'm trying to say is just big thank you to each and every one of you, and for what you have done and what many of you are already praying about doing these next several days. If we just go down the line, we'll start with the morning crew. Brother Matt, you want to come up and say a few words?
All right, well, I'm of course looking forward to getting started in the morning, and kind of reiterate what Brother Lewis said about all those that have helped out over the years. And I think Pastor Steve texted me, I think it was Monday, about and of course, this time of year, when we start getting ready for Restore-a-thon, we think about Brother Richie Lemon. And I think Pastor Steve, I think it was Monday. Was it Monday? He texted me. It was 10 years ago Monday that he passed away. And of course, I've kind of been thinking about it back in my mind all week. And that he was a huge part of the radio station, Restore-a-thons. And you know, just all the great victories we've had every year, and I'm looking forward to this year as well. It's going to be a great one. It's going to be a great victory. And of course, we appreciate all of our college students that help, and appreciate my wife and all the other wives and families that kind of give up on us for 3 days, because we're there, and when we're not there, we're trying to get a nap or get some sleep. And course, Mrs. Lewis, that coordinates all the college students, just so many people that work so hard. And it's a great team, it's a great effort, and I believe this year's not going to be any different. It's going to be a great victory. But again, we covet your prayers and just ask the Lord to say, what wilt thou have me to do? And we'll have 3 days of cheerful giving. And Saturday night, when it's all over with, we'll look forward to a great victory.
Well, I guess I'm kind of the new guy this year, and I'm kind of expecting to get made fun of a little bit in the studio while I'm there, but I'm really looking forward to it, though, and I was here last year and listening to it, and it was really fun and exciting, and I really just look forward to what God is going to do during these 3 days. So I guess I'll pray for just a wonderful 3 days of cheerful giving. That would be great. But anyway, thanks.
Hi, I'm Connie. And I'll be heading out in the financial table. This will be my third year. And some of y'all don't know, but whenever you enter the double glass doors downstairs, there's different tables set up. Mrs. Lewis, she heads up the phone table, and Alicia Conklin, the gift table. I'll be heading up the financial table, and Miss Rose be doing the refreshment table. And everyone's in charge, they're each in charge, and we have all volunteers that help out, and I'd like to thank everyone that gives a little part of themselves and their time. And of course, all the food's upstairs, that's where the DJs are, so, yeah. And also, this year we have a new program that we just got, a computer program, and Belen, she'll be helping me enter in the pledges into the new program. So we covet your prayers because I haven't figured it all out yet. So Lord willing. we'd like your prayers for everything, for the DJs, for wisdom, and the equipment that'll run smoothly, and for everyone to not get sick and all that. So of course the pledges. And so if you would pray for us and listen in. Thanks.
Going to hear from some other folks here in a minute, but I know Caleb came up here, and some of you maybe not know him, but Caleb, he's a second year student, and he helps out in the back, does a lot of production work, kind of filled in the gap when someone left us not too long ago. Been doing a great job. He records a little bit some of the spots you may be hearing, wondering whose voice is that. Well, that probably his voice, and he's doing a great job for us, so we're looking forward to having him help us out here during Restore Thought. As far as radio staff, am I missing anybody else? I know Colin, I believe he's helping the teens. Brother Mike Case, he's at the radio station even now trying to fix some last minute things. And I tell you what, he's not here, I'm gonna brag on him. If it wasn't for him, the station would be down a lot more than what it is. And he's really been a blessing. And I just couldn't imagine being where I'm at and working at the station without Brother Mike. So I really do appreciate his dedication and hard work, a lot of sleepless nights, and misses his wife often and so forth, and has two little kids, and we do appreciate his sacrifice for that. Pastor Steven, do you want to say something? I'll probably hear some phone operators up here too. Okay.
We got some young men there with microphones, I believe, standing there. So I want to ask the young ladies that, or whoever works the phones, if you're working a phone, just all of you stand up if you're working on a phone. All right. Say, that many, it takes a shift. I mean, that's pretty regular stuff, sitting there all that long. How many of you have heard us before try to get a phone blitz? That's what these young ladies do. They pray for phone blitz. And let's try to see if we can just pass the microphones. Let's start at the back. We'll work toward the front. Let them just say a word. Here's what I want you to say. I want you to tell us your name. I want you to tell us if this is the first year you're going to do it or if you've done it before. And then tell us how you're going to get in about $100,000. All right, I'm joking some. Go ahead.
Right. I'm Brianna Davis. This will be my second year working with Storathon. It is amazing just being down there. Even if you're not actually on the phones, you just kind of congregate in that room because it's so amazing. And I'm going to get $100,000 just because you're all going to like me.
Hi, I'm Carrie Heiger, and this is my first year working for Storathon.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Monica Mendia. This is my second year working for Storathon. I don't really know how I'm going to get $100,000, but I'll come up with a plan.
Hi, my name is Valerie Carpenter. This is my second year working with Storathon, and I hope my excitement over everything will get $100,000 somehow, but please call us or we're too busy.
Hi, I'm Josie, and this is my first year doing Restorathon, and I'm going to get $100,000 because I'm from Fort Myers, and that's awesome.
Hi, I'm Monica Young, and this is my first year working Restorathon. Yeah, I have no idea how to get $100.
Hi, my name is Cassandra Tabler. I just want to give a real quick testimony real quick. Beside the fact of being able to listen to 90.3 since I was a little girl of gospel music and preaching, I have a list here of tapes that one of my bus riders wants to ride. She heard of the bus ministry through the radio station. She's been listening, and she wants to order all these tapes of just sermons she heard on it. This is my fourth year working there, but last year I was kind of sick, so it doesn't really count. So technically it's my third, and I'm going to beg my fiance for $100,000.
If that's the way it works, then I'm out of luck. But I'm Keith. This is my first year at Restorathon, and I don't really know what to expect, but I'm excited. I've heard lots of good things about it, especially when I saw the hands go up that say they're bringing food. That made it a whole lot more exciting. But so I'm really excited about seeing what God does.
Hi, I'm Carissa. This is my first year working Restorathon because last year I was sick too. So that was a bummer, but I'm just as excited as I was last year, so I'm glad I get to work this time.
Hi, I'm Nicole Carringer. This is my second year working at Restorathon, and like everybody else, I have no idea how I'm going to get $100,000, but God can move mountains, so you're going to know.
Hi, my name is Laura McGarrett. This is my second year doing Restorathon, and by the grace of God, we're going to get that amount of money.
Amen. My name is Vanessa Carpenter, and this is my second year doing Restorathon. Sadly, last year when I worked, we didn't get any phone blitz. It all happened when I left. So this year, I'm there from 7 to 1 tomorrow and 7 to 1 Friday. Please call. We need a phone blitz really bad. And we're going to get $100,000 because I'm from Georgia.
Eva.
My name is Tommy. This is my fourth year at the Restorathon. And like everyone else has said, it is a lot of fun and it's great to watch God work. And the only way I can think to get $100,000 legally is for everyone to pledge.
My name is Sabrina Ortiz, and this is my first year at the Restorathon. I'm looking very forward to see how God moves.
Amen. Amen. All right, we get everybody? Over here. All right, let's go.
Hi, my name's Deanna. This is my first year doing Restorathon. I like the legally part about the money, but I'm definitely going to be praying it in.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Christina Espino. This is my first year at the Restorathon, and I'm going to be praying that you guys help me get $100,000.
My name is Hector Rodriguez. This is my second year working at Restorathon, but I've listened to Gospel 90.3 since pretty much birth. And unlike what NAU students said, I'm Puerto Rican, just like the manager and the director, the music director, so that's how we're going to get $100,000. If not, some of y'all have life insurance policies.
All right, we'll let you be seated. Tommy said we would get it legally. I never have put that stipulation on it, Tommy. By the grace of God, amen. Well, we feel like that... you'll hear all these folks 3 days. You'll hear them 3 days and three nights. And we thought it might just be good to let you get a look at them. And we do invite you to come up there. Now, we have the big room on the bottom, and you kind of look up through the glass. Now, it is true much of the food gets brought up there because that is where the hungry DJs are. But we don't mind you coming up there. We do have to keep the door shut. You have to watch out going in. You can't actually go in and cause a noise much while we're working in there. Sometimes we do, but we're not supposed to. Anyway, to come down and have the fellowship in the bottom there is a blessing. Just a whole lot of folks have come up and stayed with us. You'd be surprised how many stay with us till 5 minutes after midnight on Saturday night. And they're still looking at me at Sunday school at 10 o'clock the next morning. I do appreciate that kind of dedication. And we've had some tremendous blessings, tremendous testimonies. I still got the young men back there with the microphones. I thought I would just go to the congregation, you that have participated, given, feeding them, whatever you've been doing, praying for them for sure. I thought we might give you a chance if you can have a short testimony about what the Restore-a-thon means to you or something that you might share with us about it, then just raise your hand. One of these young men will get to you with a microphone. Got a hand right there, okay? Just go ahead and stand up and give us a word.
My name is Danielle Beerley. Most of you know that. I've been here at Landmark for 16 years now, so I remember coming in the January of 98 and Mrs. Lewis taking us out on Thursday night soul winning, taking us out to the old radio station, out on 544, and I think that was the second Restore-a-thon before we moved it over to the college. And so I remember, I think Pastor Stephen and Brother Rich were both in there that night. And so I've obviously seen many Restore-a-thons. I worked the phones when I was in college, but since have graduated to the financial table. I'll be there all three nights. And I absolutely love the spirit there. It's an amazing time. It's so full of energy. I remember times in college, us college students going through and just trying to collect every little bit that we could so that we could meet a goal. I remember spending time with the other students in the college, just down in that lobby praying that we would be able to hit a goal. Yes. And like I said, it's just, I love being down there. Even if I wasn't working, I'd be down there because the Spirit is just so amazing. You can feel the Holy Spirit there.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Danielle. Got a hand down here, and we'll take several more now. So if God's spoken to your heart about it, you got something to share and be a blessing to us.
Pastor, I'm not aware of this, but this is my second year of the food table downstairs. So this year, a lot of the ladies have been very, very kind and are bringing in extra food that we can have downstairs for all these workers, plus us who are working down there. So we're going to have our food also. So plus, we will have some goodies for the kids and for the guests that come along. So
amen.
We're doing a little bit extra this year.
Amen. All right. That's great. Somebody else raise a hand. You got a word to share? Back behind you now. Couple of hands there. Brother
Hello.
E.J.
I'm E.J. Scott from Holland, Michigan. It's a real blessing for me, being in Michigan most of the time, to hear this radio program way up there 1,250 miles away.
Amen.
I go to church 9 o'clock Sunday morning. We hurry home and turn on the internet. About that time, you're about through with the announcements at 10:15. Then we listen to that. And then we listen to the one at 11, the 12. And being way up there in Michigan, you don't know what a blessing it is to hear this thing go. And I pray diligently for the Restore-a-thon.
Amen. Let me add to what Brother Scott said. They listen to it now over the net worldwide. We get calls from everywhere. And that's different. When we started out, folks, we were thankful if we could get to the edge of this city limits. That's right. When we started out with the old AM station, if you got to Winter Haven, you couldn't hardly hear it. And you got up toward Ponciana, it was fading. It was fading if you went over toward Auburndale. Now, actually worldwide. Can you believe that? That's God, isn't it? All right, somebody else had a hand up there. Brother John, yeah. No, Brother, I can't see back there. Guy don't?
Richard Lohman. We bought a house down here in Auburndale in 1999. And we came down 1 week to
Amen.
I asked my wife, I said, did your mother leave her tape in the radio? She said, no, honey, that's not even a tape player. But it was Gospel 90.3. Mm-hmm. And in 99, we left the radio on, and we would listen to it just about every time we were down there, every day. And we would visit churches around in Auburndale and Winter Haven, and we could never find the church that we were interested in. And I said, you know, I said, we listen for Pastor Carter all the time. I said, let's go over to Landmark and see what they're like. But we came over here, and we've been here ever since. So that's what 90.3 means to me.
Amen. All right. Brother Tom?
I'm just Tom. It's never occurred to me before that the Apostle Paul wrote to those in Ephesus to listen to 90.3, but in Ephesians chapter 5, it says to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. 90.3.
Amen. I believe that's great discernment, Brother Tom.
Preacher, in 1985, we started the children's home over in Dundee. And when the kids came into the children's home, they couldn't understand why we had the radio on 24 hours a day and to WLVF. And as time went on, we have it in our home. We have it in the various places where we are. I was in Cambodia just a few weeks ago, and I was sick and feeling real bad. But I was able to get on the radio, listen to the services, because we're half a day ahead in Cambodia, but we're able to be in the services even though we weren't there in spirit. But it's such a blessing. I mean, in the middle of nowhere, the radio station comes through as clear as a bell. What a blessing. Amen. It was.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Terry. All right, who got another word here? We got a little time. All right, there's a hand way over here. Get to the closest one, because that one's way over there. Okay, Sister Harvey.
My daughter and her family live in Quincy, Illinois. And of course, this has been a very bad winter. And some evenings they've been snowed in, and they've been able to watch our services on their computer.
Amen.
So we just don't know where our message is going.
Amen. All right, Dr. Lee.
Preacher, with my different contacts and people I see around town, and a lot of our church members may not realize this. Some of them are business people that I deal with on business, but it never ceases to amaze me the number of people who even attend other churches in town that are business people, and they listen to our radio station to hear your message on Sunday afternoon that's been preached here Sunday morning. The influence of our radio station, even locally, is unsurpassed. The people would not necessarily come to church, but you have an influence on those other churches and church members that listen to you faithfully. They readily identify it and say, look, tell preacher, we sure appreciate the radio station. We're listening to it. And so we don't just get around the world. We cover our Jerusalem.
Amen.
In a tremendous way.
Amen. That's true. I see some hands back over here. There we go. All right.
I was actually part of that Brother Richie Lemon youth group, and he preached the Word of God straight and strong. And one of the things he did teach us is that it's amazing what a little bit of prayer, actually a lot of prayer, and a little bit of hard work can do. And every year, that's what the Restore-a-thon is. It's a lot of hard work, especially the guys behind the scenes that you never see, and then all the prayers and pledges from everyone else. And it's amazing what all of us working together can do. And then, of course, always lean hard on the God.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. I believe I see Brother Hartwig's hand there.
I was just reminiscing like the preacher was, but when Pat and I joined the church back in 73, as you know, the preacher just had a few minutes on the radio once a week. We didn't own the station. And then a little bit later, somebody gave us the station, basically, just the AM station. I can remember being on the board out there in the summer of 89, and no computers. Well, I know Jeff Cruz had one in his office, but there was nothing like that. Even the sequencers that we had there for the FM station when it came in, none of that was there. But my point in saying this is that most of the expansion, the growth, is all due to the money that comes in Restorathon. As everybody has said now, I mean, from the preacher, just being able to reach right around Haines City, just a few minutes on the radio, now you can, wherever you are. But again, the Restorathon is what has fueled that, and that's why we need to keep it up and keep on going. Amen.
I remember when it was all we could do to pay for 15 minutes time on the little AM station when we started. So we've come a long, long way from there. Amen. All right.
All right, my name's Tiffany Skazinski. This is going to be my sixth year here, either listening to or participating in Restorathon. I came here as a college student 6 years ago, and I came in January, and after a couple weeks, you know, Mrs. Lewis was recruiting people to work the phones, so I got a crash course real quick on the Restorathon. But the Restorathon didn't really become personal to me until last year when I got pregnant with my daughter. I became very deathly ill, and I was pretty much on bed rest and at home off and on for about 3 months. And we didn't have internet, so I couldn't watch the services, but we had a radio, and it was by using the radio that I was able to still listen to the services. You know, it was really difficult, you know, being away from church and, you know, just, you know, being bound to your bed and everything. So, but I'm excited this year. I get to help out again, not the phones, but, you know, I do want to say thank you to all the ladies bringing in food. I've got the schedule, and the DJ should be well fed, and I actually get to help out at the finance and gift tables off and on, and, you know, kind of, you know, work in the other part. So I'm just really thankful, you know, for the radio station, the Restorathon. It's always been a lot of fun and a huge blessing to me.
All right, thank you, Tiffany. Amen. Okay, got one right here, Kathy.
You know, like Tiffany said, the radio station means a lot to me because of the sick people that can't come to church. It meant the world to my husband. He listened to the radio station when he wasn't sleeping or watching Westerns. He was on listening to the radio station. And he loved it. And I'm just very thankful. When he went to the nursing home, people found out where we went to church, and that you had the radio station, or that I was in the church that had the radio station, and they started telling me how much it meant to them, the people that worked in the nursing home. So you just don't know who's listening and
that's right,
whose heart it's touching. And I'm very, very thankful for it.
Amen. All right, thank you, Kathy. Got somebody close there. Randy?
I'm Jim Kisby, and this is my wife, Sharon. We're from Nicholasville, Kentucky, and our son lives up here in Poinciana and his family, and he told us, he says, you'd ought to tune that radio station in on the internet, and that was several years ago now, and we've been listening to it. We love that the songs you choose to play on that station, some of the old time hymns and stuff. It just means an awful lot to us, and we're just very thankful for the station, for all you're doing here. And we're also thankful that our 6-year-old granddaughter gets to come to school here. So
amen.
We appreciate that. It's a real blessing.
Amen. All right. Randy over here.
Yeah, there's two aspects, two fruits of the radio station I'd like to share real quickly. The first, we moved here in 2005, lived up in Davenport, and we spent a great deal of time searching for a church that we wanted to be a part of, and we found an independent Baptist church up there. And then we moved to Haines City in 2000, I think it was late 07 or 08, and we didn't have to look at all because we got the radio station. We're up there, so we were listening all the time, listening to music, listening to the sermons. Amen. And all. So it was a no-brainer when we moved to Haines City. We came right here and joined this church, and it's been a blessing ever since, to say the very least. The other that I know many understand is the when you're going through some of the sufferings and sicknesses that different ones have in here, there's many nights that not just me but many others are up, you know, with the sickness, and time of prayer, and there's many times when I've had my cell phone or my tablet laying across my chest, listening to the radio station, listening and watching the broadcast, and getting the blessings and the comfort and the encouragement that I needed in Christ through this through the radio station. And I told Ruth just this last week, and I said, one of the things that I really want, if I go on for this surgery and have some time in intensive care, and I said, I told you, make sure that they allow you to bring my long cords and get my my tablet and my iPhone on me so I can have 90.3 and listen and watch and get all the blood. And I really look forward to depending upon that for strength and courage, encouragement and comfort when I'm in there. And I know many of you know what I'm talking about, and many of you do. So I pray God does another miracle work, and I'm sure that he will.
All right, amen. All right, we're kind of coming down to the end here. Stephen, you want to come say the final word? I'm not overlooking any hands, am I? All right, don't think so.
All right, it's a blessing to hear from everybody and from those that are involved and then from those that have been affected in a good way. And that's a blessing. If my Restorathon math is correct, this is number 18 that starts in the morning, I believe. It started in 97, and if you count them all up, this would be kicking off the 18th one. And I like what Brother Hartwig said. It really is true. If you think about what the technology was, and I know not everything was available to us then, but back in late 90s, but Restorathon's a big reason why we have the outreach and ministry we have now. And we didn't used to do Restorathon before that year, 1997, when we did the first one. And actually, if you remember, it was tied to the project of the hotel building and all that, if you can. And we were restoring that building, and then from then on, restoring our radio operation and everything from going forward. So it's all our ministry endeavors have been tied together. But really, you could see the exponential growth and leaps and bounds that the ministry has taken, and God has enabled everybody to experience through this ministry. So it's a blessing. I want to read you a verse, and we'll conclude the service here in about 5 minutes, because that's when the Bible club for the kids gets out in our teen church. They both get out at 8:35. So I'm going to read you a verse, Hebrews number chapter 10, verse 10 and verse 34. And the writer of Hebrews here is making a statement in Hebrews 10:34. He says, "For ye," the ones he's writing to, these Hebrews, "had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance." And an interesting verse. You thought about that before? The writer here, this is one of those verses that really makes it sound like it's the Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews, and I'm not going to get into that type of study tonight, but the writer here, being in prison, being in bonds, losing his liberty, his freedom, he says these folks that he's writing to, they had compassion on him. You know, that's one of the ways that, you know, everybody's hurting. Do we realize that? I mean, I know there's hurts represented here with us tonight. Thank God we can come and assemble on a Wednesday night, and what a blessing it is for the Lord to prop us up and get us going for the rest of the week, serving him and encouraging us. But you know what? I hardly meet anybody that doesn't need to be encouraged sometimes. I know we're different. We're all different. It takes all kinds, you know, to make up mankind, but yet we all need a good word and a smile and some kindness and some goodness, and that's what the radio station does. That's why Restorathon is such a big deal, is because the radio ministry is such a big deal. I think the R in Restorathon stands for radio, right? And so think about all the folks that are hurting all the time, and we don't know about it. We can't see into their heart of hearts, but God knows all about it, and he orders his programming, his music, his preaching, little thoughts, little things that the announcers and DJs say. And boy, it's just a spring in somebody's step, and it's an uplift to their heart. Think about it. These folks here that Paul's, or whoever the writer is here of Hebrews, is writing. I'm more careful than I used to be when I teach. I try to be real careful. But he's saying, you know, you had compassion on me. Compassion on me. Now, he was, I don't know about you, and I haven't been in bonds lately, thank God. Right? Knock on wood, okay? I don't want to be. But I wouldn't be real happy about it if I was. Whether I deserved it or not, I wouldn't be happy about it. That wouldn't be a great situation. I'd be wanting to sing a song at midnight like Paul and Silas. You know, we're not Paul and Silas. We can be like them, but we're not, okay? And yet, he's going through a hard time. And he says, you had compassion on me. You know what the radio station does? It shows compassion to those that are going through tough times. Health problems, financial problems, family problems, and all the problems that we all know about. The radio station's there for folks. It's there 24 hours a day, and God ministers to folks. What a blessing that is. You don't thank God for church and can't exist without it, but what an extension of church the radio ministry is. What a blessing that is. And think about it. A great tool of encouragement is what our radio station is. And we all know that when we're removed from it, we see the void. You know, you see the void. Now, thank God for the internet and the broadcast there and everything that helps fill that void. Next thing I see here is this compassion that these folks had led to a joyful generosity. The Bible says it better than I can say it. He says they took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Now, someone came and spoiled your goods like the government does. I didn't mean to say that, okay? All right. If someone comes and spoils your goods, most of the time you're not going to take that joyfully. You know, you get that tax bill, it's not a joyful time, right? But yet, these folks, they joyfully gave their goods because they had compassion on somebody. Think about that. The spoiling goods, their material goods, their physical substance, they had a good attitude, and yes, they were cheerful givers. What did that mean? That means during 900 seconds of cheerful giving, they got involved, right? Amen? All the way from the jailhouse, they were cheerful givers, and God loveth a cheerful giver. How about that? Amen. All right? And so that's the attitude that goes along with the generosity. And then I also see here the result of this compassion in verse 34 of chapter 10 of Hebrews. Isn't it great to see that last part where it says, knowing in yourselves, first of all, it gives you some knowledge, okay? Have compassion, get in on what God's doing. You know some things. Thank God for the knowledge we get from the Lord. Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. I like that right there. Talking about our eternity, talking about our return when our goods are spoiled and we do it in the cheerful way, and when we give of those things. It talks about the reward that we get. How about this? The difference between an earthly possession and or an earthly substance and a heavenly substance. An earthly substance, it's only here for a little while. It's temporary. God is going to keep account of what we do with it for the little time we're stewards of it. Yet, but the eternal substance, the heavenly substance, is better, number one, and it's enduring. How about that? Someone can, and people do this all the time, my substance is better than your substance. You know, we want to be thought of highly and one-up somebody else, but yet that substance is temporal at best. I mean, the most we can heap and pile to ourselves and save and stow away, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. Even if it outlasts our earthly life, it ain't going to last much longer than that. Yet the substance we have with the Lord, the return that we have with Him in heaven, is an enduring substance and a better substance. Think about it. What we have, who we are. You know, someone said, where your pleasure is, there is your treasure. Where your treasure is, there is your heart. Where your heart is, there is your happiness. So there's that joyful spoiling of your goods. One fellow said, I've tried to keep things in my hands and lost them all, but what I have given into God's hands, I still possess. You can't lose what you give to God. It lasts forever. Think about it. You can take something temporary down here, give it to God, and it lasts forever. But if you keep it to yourself, it's temporary, and it goes away. It fades away. So we got to take temporary sometimes when God leads us to and give it over to Him for His eternal work and His eternal purpose. And think about that. But you know who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, I've been talking a lot about that. That's been one of my themes for this year is who we are in Christ Jesus, what He's made us in Christ Jesus, our inheritance in Christ Jesus, our eternal reign in Christ Jesus, all that kind of stuff. We're somebody. Amen? Yeah, somebody used to say that. I am somebody. But we are somebody, right? We are somebody. And think about it. I was reading that story about Alexander the Great. He's a famous guy. They named him after the candy, Alexander the Grape. You know that? That came first. Then I'm just kidding. I guess it's the other way around, although I'm very fond of Alexander the Grape. But The story is told that one day a beggar by the roadside asked for alms from Alexander the Great as he passed by. The man, the beggar, was poor and wretched. Most beggars are. Like us DJ beggars, right? We'll beg for food. And the man was poor and wretched and had no claim upon the great ruler, no right even to lift a hand to him. Yet the emperor threw him several gold coins. Well, an attendant was there, astonished by the great leader's generosity, and commented, "Sir, copper coins would have been enough and adequate for that beggar's need. Why give him gold?" And Alexander responded in his royal fashion. He said, "Copper coins would suit the beggar's need, but gold coins suit Alexander the Great's giving." Think about it. We're much greater than Alexander the Great, okay? And because in Christ Jesus we are. We have a relationship with God that will never go away. It lasts as long as God lasts, amen? It lasts for all eternity. And because of that, we should be involved in what he's doing right now in the temporary and look towards the eternal and live for that eternal. And as we often say, set our affections on things above. Restore Thun gives us another chance to do that, doesn't it? What a blessing that is.